وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We want humanity to be the best. We want to live in a world where it is a mini or semi-utopia, where people live in peace, where people are not oppressed, where people's rights are not taken, where people can live happily and comfortably and safe and sound wherever they might be. This is what we want. This is the minimum we want. Now, we're not saying that, you know, we should be trouble-free or war-free or what have you, but at least we should have the minimum of these things, because at the end of the day, there always will be bad people. But we said that people become corrupted and the systems become corrupted and societies become corrupted because of a number of things. One of these things that corrupt humanity is, in fact, greed. When people or systems become greedy, then they will take the rights of others and oppress the rights of other people. And we were speaking about the causes that will fall on the person or the systems that indulge in greed. According to the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, when people, as an individual or as a system, when they indulge themselves in greed, this moral vice, what follows is poverty. The funny thing when it comes to greed is, a person could be very rich, he could have millions and billions of dollars, yet in fact he is considered to be poor. How so? A greedy person wants to gather and collect, but never spend. If you're not spending, then you're depriving yourself. And if you look at the richest people in the world, you see them, they are the most stingiest people in the world, that they don't even spend on themselves. They might have a house and a car, and that's about it. Where sometimes you see people who are less fortunate than them, less richer than them, and they are, I don't know, living an extravagant life. They have houses, they have cars, they, you know, until they drive themselves poor. And all you have to do is go on Google and type in some actors or some singers who made fortunes and they lost it because they were just wasting it. So wasting is obviously not a good thing, and greed is also not a good thing. So a person should not fall in one of these extremes. What we're saying here as well, that poverty comes because of greed. A person becomes greedy, he never spends, therefore he becomes poor. Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam, salamullah alayhi, says, Al-harisu faqir. A greedy person is in fact poor. Walau malakat dunya bihadafiriha. Even if he owns the entire earth with whatever it has, if he owns it, he's still a faqir. Why? Because he's not spending it. He's not using it. And even worse is on the day of judgment. Allah says to him, we will question you the way of a rich person would be questioned, because you have money. And you lived a life of poverty. You lived in a way where you did not spend on yourself or spend on those who you loved. So you were poor, technically speaking, in terms of how much you spend. And in the akhirah, you will be judged as a person who is rich, which means all this money that we have accumulated, it becomes a curse, a curse on us on the day of judgment. So it's a lose-lose situation for those who are greedy. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Again, when individuals or systems or governments become greedy, they become corrupted. They become, as we say, transgressors. A hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he says, "Ashqaakum ahrasakum," the most corrupted, the most vile, the most transgressor amongst you is the one who is greedy. Because when a system becomes a greedy, it means they are depriving their own people of their essentials, be it health, be it education, be it an easy life. A government that has plenty of wealth, plenty of oil, plenty of resources, plenty of money, but yet they don't give to the people. They make the people work actually harder and harder, and they put so much taxes on them. That is a corruption. This is transgression on people because of these governments. And then again he says, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, "Man kathara hursuhu kathara shaqa'u." And the more the person becomes greedy, the more a system becomes greedy, the more devastation, the more corruption, the more transgression. And that's something that we can see today. When you look at the main powers in the world, whether it is Europe or whether it is America or whatever it might be, they are powerful, they have so much resources, but people are the most who are suffering in these countries. You have so many millions and millions and billions of people under the line of poverty in these countries. Why? Because their systems and their countries are the greediest systems that ever lived or existed on the planet. Where if we look at the Islamic prototype and the Islamic system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants people to indulge in, is the fact of giving, not herding, not collecting, not gathering, giving. So Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, when he was the Khalifa technically, because, you know, I had to be technical, he comes to the treasury house and he cleans it every single day. Meaning, like he literally, you know, he swipes the floor and cleans the floor. It means there's nothing left. He distributes everything that is in the treasury and gives it to people. Those who were before him and those who were after him, the treasury was full of money and was not given to people. Was given to the special elite or the close ones to these khalifs or these rulers. So the Islamic model, the Islamic module here is to give to people, not to take from people, to be generous, not to be greedy. And then Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, in these 4 years and 6 months that he was a khalifa and he was a leader of the Muslims on technical terms, even though, you know, he was a khalifa from day one anyway, people weren't, there were no hungry people. There were no poverty. Even, you know, he used to pay money for the youth to get married, so there was less corruption happening. And then he would sit and say, I wonder, there might be someone in Yemen or Sham that have never tasted, you know, how it feels to be full all the time. And this is the justice system that Islam wanted. Wanted people to live happily with whatever the governments have. They need to give back to people, not take from people so they can grow and, you know, build their arsenal in terms of weapons and what have you. No. They need to give to people me and you as individuals, we have to learn to give, because taking and having and becoming greedy is in fact a form of transgression towards ourselves, towards those who love, and towards our society. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله